Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7. About every year at this time, it's my pleasure talking with a very good friend about a lot of the great things going on here in Hamilton County in the great outdoors. It's my pleasure speaking with conservation educator and naturalist John Laird, who joins me live in the studio on this Thursday. John, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Pat.
Yes, we were just talking off air about some great things happening with the County Conservation Office with all the educational programs, and you kicked off actually last week with the full moon snowshoeing, but there was no snow on the ground.
Yeah. Well, there's just a trace of snow on the ground.
Right.
So we ended up just walking in the park and walking the bike trail. Walked up to Shelter 2 area and tried calling some owls, barred owls, and had a nice evening, and then afterwards had a soup potluck. Had three different choices of soups and had a good time.
Indeed. So that was last week. But now we've got a full year ahead of us, John, about many activities. And one of them is set for this coming Saturday, and it'll be held at the Conservation Office there in the south end of Webster City, John.
Correct. We've got a deer processing and jerky making program from 10 a.m. to noon this Saturday at the Conservation Office at Briggs Woods Park. So if you've ever wondered how to make deer jerky or process a deer, we're going to cover those things, and then I've got a couple other friends of mine that are going to come that are deer hunters and help me explain how to do different things like how to field dress your deer, how to cut the deer up for processing and grinding and packaging and mixing sausage and mixing jerky. So we'll be doing hands-on things together with this after I give a little PowerPoint presentation on processing your deer. And people be able to run a jerky gun and look at different things, too, that are in the process, like how to run a smoker or a dehydrator, how to use your oven or grill for processing venison. And I actually have been making samples from the deer I got and for people to sample. So we'll have jerky samples for people to enjoy as well. So it'll be a good hands-on experience. If that's interesting to people, you can go on mycountyparks.com and sign up. We do have a limit on that program of like 50 people. We can only fit so many people in that room at the office. So anyway, that's the first thing coming up, Pat.
And then about 2 weeks later, John, we have something to do about bird feeding. Trying to think about spring.
Yeah, it's the time of year where people are feeding birds in the backyard. And so we're going to cover basic bird feeding and do's and don'ts of that. And we're going to make a pine cone feeder and peanut butter and bird seed on it. People want, they can take it home, or you can go out in the park and hang it afterwards, whatever works for you. Once again, you can go on mycountyparks.com and sign up for that. I've had a few people ask about bird feeding, and so I thought I'd have a program on that. And I'm always asking for requests for programs as well, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give programs that people want to do, want to come to.
Right. So that's coming up on February 1st. That's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday.
And it, that goes from 10 to noon, Pat. And then from noon to 1 that same day, I'm having a soup and sandwich potluck conservation time. The idea is just come and visit and talk to me about programs that you want, what programs you like, what you don't like. Also, it gives people an opportunity to find out and ask questions about what else is going on at Hamilton County Conservation. Find out about volunteer opportunities. Maybe people want to work in the wildlife areas, volunteer. Maybe they'd like to volunteer in the parks or on the golf course. So it gives people time to ask questions on what all is going on in Hamilton County with our conservation board.
All right, so that's coming up on February 1st. That's a two-part event, you might say. Again,
Mm-hmm. And you can come for one or the other or both. That's totally up to you. Come and go. I won't be offended.
All right. Backyard Bird Feeding 101. On February 1st, and that's followed at 12 noon by the soup and sandwich potluck conservation time. So enjoy some lunch and have some conversation about what you'd like to see at for the future for Hamilton County Conservation. And we're still on food in a way on the, well, kind of month off until about mid-March.
Yeah, we're having a maple syrup making fundraiser program, and that'll be at the golf course at Briggs Woods. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 15th, Kelly will be inside the clubhouse and we'll have pancakes that she's prepared in there with some real maple syrup and some eggs and sausage. And you can go to mycountyparks.com and register, but then you pay the day of the event. You come and pay at the cash register as you come in. But outside, I'll have a station, a tree tap station. A silver maple will be tapped outside so we can actually look at the sap coming out of the tree. And then we'll have another station with the maple syrup cooker, which people find quite fascinating to watch the sap boil down and become syrup over time. So if that's interesting to people, you can sign up on mycountyparks.com as well, Pat.
Again, that's coming up on March 15th at Briggswoods Golf Course Clubhouse, south of Webster City, for the maple syrup making and fundraiser benefit as we begin to wrap up winter and head into spring, and then we head into some other fun activities, and the next one won't be until April 12th there, John.
Correct, yeah, and this is a joint program with the Iowa State Extension Office here in town, and this is a build-your-own terrarium program or workshop, and it has a limit of 20 people. Last year we had 15 people, and it filled up immediately. We felt we could bump it up to 20 people. There's a $20 fee with this one, and you need to register on mycountyparks.com as well for this. So there's a limited number of spots for this. We just do not have the room in that conservation office, the multi-purpose room that we meet in for this program. But make sure you register for that. The deadline for that is Wednesday, April 9th by 5 o'clock. So last year it filled up right away.
That's good.
So I know there were a number of people that were interested in that.
So that's a Build Your Own Terrarium Workshop. That's coming up on April 12th, again, 10 until noon at the Conservation Office.
Yeah, and we'll supply a container, gravel, soil, moss, rocks, plants, and sticks to get you started. But if there's other little decorations or something you'd like to bring into put in your terrarium, that would be fine. And these will be a small terrarium, and we'll talk about the basics of how to make a terrarium. But it's a good starter for somebody to just get an idea how to make one.
All right. And then the following Saturday, you're still busy on the day before Easter.
Correct.
This
yeah.
year.
Yeah, and instead of an Easter egg hunt, I tried to think of something a little bit different. So I've done antler shed hikes before, but we're doing what's called a golden deer antler shed hike or hunt. And so we'll have a golden antler out there, and I'll have a prize for somebody that finds the golden antler. And there'll also be a silver and a bronze antler out there. So it'll be three that'll be painted, and the other antlers will be just like you would find on any other day. So it'll just be a good chance to get out and about. And we're doing this down at Little Ball Lake on the Wilcox Nature Trail, which is just past the big cabins down at Little Ball Lake. Nice area. That trail goes from where the cabins, just a little past the cabins, down to the south end of the lake on that east side.
So that's, again, April 19th, day before Easter. I realize that there'll be other Easter egg hunts going on that same morning from town to town all over the globe, I guess. So that's kind of special. Golden deer antler hunt. That's being held at the Wilcox Nature Trail ahead at Little Wall Lake Park south of Jewell.
Yeah, and that one is registered on mycountyparks.com as well, and I have a limit of 60 people on that. So be sure and sign up.
Again, we're talking with John Laird, Hamilton County conservation educator and naturalist, about the many activities going on this year of 2025, and there's more to come in May there, John.
Correct. We have a Nature Photography 101 workshop I have scheduled for Saturday, May 10th, 10 to 11:30 at the Conservation Office. We'll talk a little bit inside, have a presentation, and then go out afterwards. Gary Welsh, a volunteer, a hobby photographer, who I've actually encountered in the park numerous times taking pictures, volunteered to help me with this program. And so a lot of people take pictures with their cell phones these days, and we'll talk about how to use cell phones and then digital cameras as well, because he has a very nice digital camera set up. So if that interests people, once again, sign up on mycountyparks.com. First 50 people for that as well, Pat.
All right. That's
so we'll go out in the park after we're done in the office talking and actually do some hands-on photography.
Neat. And then coming up on the Thursday, the 29th of May, there will be the first in the series of fireside chats for the year, right?
Correct, yeah. I'm doing a few fireside chats with Karen Hansen over in Webster County. We're doing some joint programming over there. And the first one is on geocaching. And if you have never geocached, it's basically using your smartphone and finding little geocaches that people have put out in the woods or wherever in the park. And finding those using your phone, and then opening them up, signing in, and finding whatever's in there, maybe leaving a trinket, maybe taking something. So there's some different things we'll be doing with that. But it's just a basic introduction to geocaching, and I'll be at Camp Winokie, which is just over by Colville, just off of New Highway 20, actually. Not very, very far off of there. So that'll be a fun program for people that want to come. And Karen and I will be there, and then the Geocaching Club will be there as well.
Okay. Okay, and then coming up in June, we have a very popular event there, John, that will have a lot of fisher men and women and boys and girls as part of the Cops and Bobbers event.
Right. Ryan Ruhpiper is one of the deputies here in town. Mm-hmm. He contacted me a few years back about Cops and Bobbers and thought it'd be a great thing to do here with Free Fishing Weekend in Hamilton County. So we've done this a number of years out at Briggs Woods Park, Pat. And that Saturday, June 7th, is the date. And the rain date would be the 8th, would be Sunday if it would rain. So at 8:30 in the morning, we'd meet at the small beach shelter. There's just a really small one there. There's two shelters. There's the big one and the small one. And so we'll meet at the small shelter, do the registration, and then from 9 to 11 is the fishing derby. And so there'll be law enforcement there from Hamilton County Conservation, Iowa State Patrol, Webster City PD, Hamilton County Sheriff's Department as well. And all these officers will be there. And it's a good time for people to mingle and get to know law enforcement officials. So they have a relationship with them, understand them, are friends with them, understand that they're their friend and that they're there to help protect and serve them as the public. So good PR program for all law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And to respect and thank the Blue and be able to spend time with them and get to know them as individuals, not just people in uniform.
I trust the event was well attended last
year.
Yes,
we had a big number last year. It's been very well attended the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And kudos to Ryan for contacting me on that, as he was the one who initially got that started.
All right, it's coming up on June 7th for the annual Cops and Bobbers, and this is being held in conjunction with the Free Fishing Weekend
Correct.
In the state.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. More to come there, John.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, we have a Dutch Oven Gathering potluck Wednesday, June 18th. This is on a weeknight, so I'm trying to bounce programs around. A lot of times I go Saturdays. I'm trying to bounce some onto weeknights as well because just trying to give more opportunity for people. So this will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, it's in an area that I'm actually trying to develop right now. It's out back of the conservation office, and so I call it the outback area. I've got a few tables and grills out there. So we will bring your Dutch oven, your recipe, and some firewood or charcoal. I'll have some of that there as well. But bring and have a potluck. So it's not just me cooking food for everybody else. I will cook a few. I'll probably cook a dessert, main dish, some other things. But then the idea is people come, bring their recipes, and share with others. And we all cook and eat together afterwards. And I'll have the office open there so people can eat inside if they need. Or I'd like to see people just eat outside in the area that are with me with the tables and bring your lawn chair and hang out. So if that's ever interested you to learn how to cook with a Dutch oven, which, by the way, Pat, everybody used to know how to do. Just like everybody used to know how to process a deer because you had to survive on the frontier, right?
Right.
Well, a Dutch oven was a necessity if you were a frontierman. So everybody learned how to cook on a Dutch oven, and it's kind of a lost art now. And so my idea is to try and teach people how to do that again or share with others. So bring your recipes and things to cook, and we'll cook together and eat afterwards. So people always like together when there's food involved, right, Pat?
Right.
But register at mycountyparks.com on this as well. And any of the programs you wonder about what I'm giving for public programs, everything is on mycountyparks.com, which just got a revamp. It looks a little bit different than the website if you haven't been on it.
I noticed
that.
Got
more video-driven now and much more picture-oriented. So nice, real nice change to it.
And that's a website operated by the Iowa DNR, correct?
Iowa County Conservation Board system.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. All right, what else is next there, Mr. Laird?
We have a fireside chat in June on primitive weapons, which is always popular and always well attended. This is a nice one to do together because it takes two naturalists to do this. We have multiple things going on at the same time. We have tomahawk throwing, and we have slingshots, and then atlatls that are being used to throw long darts. So Karen is typically at one station from Webster County, and I'm typically at one of the other stations, and we supervise what's going on together. But anytime you can throw a long projectile, Pat, with an atlatl, you always get lots of kids, and they enjoy that, so the families enjoy that. And I grew up, Pat, with a slingshot. I don't know if you did. kids don't play doing some of the stuff I did growing up outside because they're on their phones all the time or they're inside. So part of what I feel is my job is to reintroduce people to the outdoors and the things to do outside that people used to do outside. So primitive weapons is one of those things to respect and properly use a slingshot, properly use an atlatl, and have fun when you're out there doing those things, but do it safely.
All right, so that's coming up again on, let's see if we look at the date. So
that's
right
on here. A Thursday night, Pat.
Oh, Thursday, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, June 26th, 6 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, very good. That's at Camp Winoki, near Fort Dodge. And a batty good time coming up on the 23rd. Is that the same week the fair is going on there, too?
Could be.
Okay.
I'm not for sure. I guess okay. I didn't think of that.
But that's fine.
Either way, it'll be in the evening. And if you like to see bats, like to see flying bats, come join me at Briggs Woods at Shelter 3 Wednesday night, July 23rd from 9 to 10 o'clock. We've got some new bat houses that were put up by staff that were built by an Eagle Scout. So we have two new bat houses up at Shelter 3 and two by Shelter 2. And we're going to meet at Shelter 3, the barn, talk about the bats, talk about white-nosed bat syndrome, what a threat it is, and how it got moved around in the country. And see what we can come up with a bat count. I've got some little hand tally counters, so I'll have people positioned around the barn because we're trying to get them out of the loft of the barn, and then at the bat houses. We've got two different poles with bat houses, and hopefully I'll have a third up by then. And we'll count how many there are and see what we come up with because bats are an important resource that people don't always think of. They feed on all the mosquitoes outside.
Yeah, and those days are coming, so... That's coming about 6 months away, the Flying Bat Observation Count on the 23rd of July. Then from bats to bees, 2 days later there, John.
Yeah, and this is a Friday evening down in the campground at Briggs Woods Park. And Mark Moberly, who is a beekeeper, coming, and he will bring some of his bees in a little observation hive, which is always popular to see. People like to see that. He'll also have some free honey samples and also some honey to sell if people want to buy some. And we'll try some raw honey and see the benefits of raw honey. Talk about how you can become a beekeeper if that's important to you. Also, I will talk a little bit about what plants you might put in your yard for butterflies and bees. In my own yard in town, I've put pollinator plants up that are popular for bees and butterflies to be able to come and go through the town and find people's houses that have those little butterfly gardens. So the bees and the butterflies are looking for the same type of plants. So you can register on mycountyparks.com for that as well. Good fun program on a Friday evening to learn a little bit about bees.
All right, 25th of July for that event at the Briggs Woods Park, south of Webster City. I'm trying to get some information if that will be in with the Hamilton County Fair date, but I'm assuming it is, but who knows? We'll do some further checking. Just look at our computer here at the station. Well, John, you and I were talking off air about this, scheduled event, and that is a cleanup, not of the Boone, but this time the Des Moines River.
The Boone River Committee, we met and we recently decided that we just weren't able to gain any new people, any new blood, and everybody's kind of aging out that's on the committee. So we decided to just eliminate the Boone River cleanup for the time being, unless somebody steps forward. And but we're going to merge. What I'm trying to do is merge Webster and Hamilton County with Karen Hansen in Webster to continue to have the option of a cleanup, but join their Des Moines River cleanup. They've been having the same issues we've been having is low attendance numbers. So if we can take people from Hamilton County, join with Webster County, maybe we can bump their numbers up for attendance over there. So if anybody has any questions, they can contact me on the county cell at 515-297-0423 or talk to Karen in Webster County at their new new nature center as well.
That was such a fun event there, John. I know that the Rotary Club here in Webster City participated and other groups as well. And you say the numbers been kind of...
Numbers just dropped. We started with really high numbers. I think one year we had about 70 people. And the last few years, it's dwindled down to basically the people that are helping provide the opportunity. And just a few people show up. So if we're just getting, 15, 20 people to show up, it's just not worth all the effort to get all the equipment together and do it. But people on their own are still able to go on the Boone River and clean and do what they want. But as far as an organized event, we just weren't getting... getting the numbers that we need to be able to continue it. But we're trying to continue with another county and see if we can continue something that way.
As we stay in the business, stay tuned for further developments on the cleanup of the Des Moines River coming up. Tentatively says August 2nd, but as you say, any changes, we'll let you know. But it's a date.
Tentatively, TBA. Pat, that weekend was when Webster and Hamilton County both had done a cleanup in the past. But
right.
I'll have to confirm that with Karen. And then when I do, I will put it on mycountyparks.com.
All right. Mm-hmm. 10 now before the hour here at KKWC on this this Thursday morning. But, John, there's more to come right after the Iowa State Fair is through and kids heading back to school for 25-26. There'll be some nighttime fun coming up. Well, actually, it's, I believe, Labor Day weekend we have the stargazing night.
Yes, Saturday, August 30th, down at Little Wall Lake. So it should be a lot of I'm hoping to get a lot of people from the campground to come down, as well as just the local community people that want to come. And this will be at the Maple Shelter, which is the only, shelter, the open shelter down there by the lake at Little Wall Lake, from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. And we will talk a little bit about some of the apps on phones that you can use for observation at night for stars. And we'll take a little walk around the campgrounds, probably the little trail up on north of where the solar panels are, kind of walk out into that area. Mm-hmm. And some open areas out there, you're able to see the stars better. And so bring your curiosity and binoculars or telescope if you got your smartphone. And join us, and we'll just kind of walk around and see what we can find for starry night, what happens. And if it's a cloud-covered night, maybe we'll try and walk the trails and call some barred owls in, see if we can have success with that.
All right. Then from night to day, coming up about the following Saturday, that's scheduled for September 6th, the Junior Archaeologist Field Day. And this is a new event there, John?
An event. Ryan Ruppiper contacted me about a little over a year ago, and we tried this last year. And he is very interested in archaeology. He is a person that goes out and looks for artifacts himself. So we decided to jointly do this program. And last year it filled up, Pat. The demand was incredible. We had a limit of like 50 people. It filled up very quick. Had a waiting list of people to attend. And I imagine it'll fill up very quick this year again. So what we'll do is talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts for archaeology if you're an amateur archaeologist, and then go down to the beach, and we will have a few things that we will have placed out there ahead of time for kids to find. Like last year, I think I had a couple rolls of nickels, and we had some old pots and pans and pop bottles and relics out there that we'd put in there, and people could get an experience of what it would be like to try and go find things. Kind of like Indiana Jones, but on a much more of a hobby level. So,
oh sure,
it's just to get people the experience and kind of introduce them to it. And I refer people to the University of Iowa webpage on the do's and don'ts of archaeology and what you should not be doing, because you need permission from landowners to be on property and do those things.
I think that
cannot dig in Native American burial mounds, things like that. That's a big no-no. And respect those cultural resources that are out there, Pat.
I know if they want more information, they can go to iowa.edu for the University of Iowa. I'm sure there's a link to that at the Iowa University of Iowa website, iowa.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know we're kind of short of time, another 6 minutes, but we have what are some of the other events?
There's a flint napping program we're doing at Camp Winoki on September 18th. So if you've ever wanted to know how to make arrowheads, points out of stone, out of flint, that's a program we're doing. And then brand new one, Pat, is the Autumn Leaf Peeping Tours. We recently have a new people mover. About a year ago, we made a new people mover thanks to the donation made by McMurray Hatchery. They purchased the wood, so we were able to make a people mover. And what's a people mover? Well, it's a safer way of hauling people around than a hay rack. So it's got the old running gear underneath, and then on top we put new planks, new decking, and new rails and seats on it and lights. So we'll be using that. We'll be meeting on Saturday, September 27th, from 4 to 5:30 at the Briggs Woods Beach parking lot. So if you like the people mover rides for the Halloween events, I was trying to come up with an event ahead of that so people could come. We'll look and talk about fall colors, drive from the beach lot, go up through the park, and come back. And once again, you can sign up on our website for that on mycountyparks.com.
And then coming up in October, a lot of Halloween theme events there, John, that were they've been popular the last few years.
Yes, we fill the campgrounds at Little Wall and at Briggs. And the Little Wall Lake event was moved a few years back from the 4th to the 2nd weekend in October. So this year coming up, it's October 11th from 4 to 7, trick-or-treating going on in the campgrounds at that time and people mover rides. And I'm hoping to find out for sure and confirm if there'll be somebody with meals down at the shelter again or not at the Maple Shelter at Little Wall. And then the Briggs Woods event is on October 18th. And last year, Pat, we added a new activity from 2 to 4, which is a sensory needs or special needs campground trick-or-treating time for people that are not comfortable with large crowds or the bright lights or the loud noises or just the dark itself. So that was well attended, and we're going to do that again from 2 to 4, which is for that sensory needs group only. And then from 4 to 7, we're trying to change our time. We had gone from 5 to 7. Now we're going from 4 to 7, which parallels what Little Wall Lake's time is. And we'll have trick-or-treating going on in the campgrounds and the hayrides and the meal provided at the beach shelter by the Webster City Church of Christ as well again.
That's coming up on the 18th of October.
Yeah, right. I should mention there's a scout group that's coming from the Des Moines area, and they're supply games again at the shelter there at the beach. They did that last year as well, and that was fun.
Neat. And then we have Fireside Chat coming up on the 23rd of October.
Right, yep. And that's a luminary night hike. So we have luminaries placed out in the woods, and then we take a large group. Last year, we had such a large number of people. I think we had 110 people show up for this. And so Karen took a group and led, and I gave her about 10 minutes, and then I led another group with another volunteer behind her, and we walked the trails at Winoki and called some owls in, and we looked at stars and talked about conservations as well that night. That was a fun night.
I bet it was. And then the following Saturday, November 1st, after all the trick-or-treating, I'm sure there'll be towns across Hamilton County having their trick-or-treat night that Friday night. I think Webster City will have their the Saturday before. We're heading to Skillet Creek for the night hike.
Yeah, and this is a joint program with Webster County. And we last time we did this, we had 70 people show up. And Skillet Creek's kind of out of the way and kind of hard to find between Dayton and Stratford there along the river. But at 7 to 8:30 p.m., we'll meet at the parking lot, and then we talk a little bit about the history of the Skillet Creek area, talk a little bit about the mounds up top, and then we go up top and observe the mounds and then come back down. So usually Karen's at the front of the group and I'm at the back, which works great, that big of a group and walking at night. So if you like walking at night with a flashlight and going up some relatively difficult terrain, it'd be a great time. Walk through the autumn leaves, smell the autumn leaves in the air and the crispness of the air.
There. And last but not least, a very successful event which was held last month for Christmas in the City is back again on the first Saturday in December, and that is the ever-popular Candy Cane Hike.
Yeah, I confirm this date with the Webster City Chamber again that the Christmas in the City will be that weekend. So Candy Cane Hike will be at Shelter 2 on December 6th, 2 to 3 o'clock. And Tony Striegel will be helping me again. He'll talk about the history of the candy cane. He's from the Church of Christ here in town. So the legend of the candy cane was a popular thing for people to hear about. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about sharing candy canes a little bit because a few years before we'd had issues with people sharing. The neat thing, Pat, was when we talked about sharing the candy canes, you know, take one, two. You got two hands, right, Pat? And then rotate and let the next person come forward and take a turn. And then we had people show up late for the event, and we had other people that realized they had enough candy canes, and they started put candy canes back out on the trees for other people to take. So the spirit of Christmas was there to be able to give back to others and think of other people. So people weren't hoarding the candy canes there as much as they had before.
That's a no-no.
And think of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. December 6th, we'll talk more about that as the date draws near, but we're almost running out of time. But quickly, I want to mention there will be some nature hikes coming up on every Tuesday, first Tuesday.
Yeah.
From April through November.
First Tuesdays at 10 hikes are very popular. I kind of thought of seniors in mind and families for this event. And so we're looking at going to different conservation or historic areas in the area. And that goes April through November. So I'll just quickly mention some places. We're going to go to the waterfalls and one hike at Shelter or at Briggs Woods. We're going to go have a Bells Mill history tour hike. We're going to go to the Fort Museum in Fort Dodge, tour that. go to the Masterson's and Bjorkbota Wildlife Areas and walk and observe down there. Make a trip to Floyd County for the Fossil and Prairie Park, and go to Homer and Vigor Cemetery for walks.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the Jeweled Ellsworth Trail another time, and end up down at the Wilcox Nature Trail in November. I was trying to get all over the place and do some different things for that. People told me they'd like to be able to do a little traveling out of the county as well. So trying to do that.
Yeah.
So that's all posted on mycountyparks.com, and they can always contact me if they have any questions. And then the last thing, Pat, is the Junior Naturalist Program that is here in the state of Iowa. I have tried to get three separate events for that. So on June 4th at Bell's Mill Park from 10 to noon, I'll have a little program going there, talk about the naturalist program, talk about mammals, and do a park tour, and have a sack lunch afterwards. So people bring their own sack lunch. And then on July 2nd, I'll have one at Little Wall Lake at the Maple Shelter, and do a nature hike and a scavenger hunt, and do a little bit of fishing at the lake. And then once again, people bring a sack lunch. And then the last one is on August 6th at Briggs Woods Park at Shelter 2. I'll talk a little bit about the Junior Naturalist Program, and then we'll do a butterfly and grasshopper safari on the prairie, and end up with playgrounds play and sack lunch.
Cool. So, that's coming up of those first part of the month, I believe.
Yeah, the first Wednesday of each month is what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, kids are out of school. The idea is to get kids to reconnect with nature and the outdoors, because they just have been disconnected, being on their phones and being inside all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see the June 4th day. That's all contingent on if there's going to be school, if there's any snow delays or anything. But so far, so good, John.
I have a lot of homeschool kids show up for these events anymore. So
good for them.
A lot of people homeschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, John, we've covered a lot of territory in this last half hour of all the many, many events. Now, if you want more information, just go to the website, mycountyparks.com, or contact the Hamilton County Conservation Office, or they contact you at 515-297-0423. A lot of good things going on. John Laird, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Pat. Thank you for having me.